I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Some people work for employers who match, up to a limit, the amount of money you save each paycheck for retirement. It's seen as one of the greatest of investments if you have the extra money to save. And starting next year, some employers will offer to start matching dollar for dollar some of your monthly student loan payments. Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, is tracking this new perk. He joins us now from St. Paul. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So how will this work in the new year?
If you have federal student loans, you have to start paying them back in October, right? After this three-year hiatus. But next year, employers will have the option of treating an employee's student loan payments as retirement savings contributions. In other words, employees can receive a matching contribution from the employer up to a certain percentage of their salary in their employer-sponsored retirement savings plan for making the student loan payments. So they get the match, David.
So if you're lucky enough to work for a company that wants to do this and you have enough money to save, you could take $50 and save it for your retirement, or you could pay $50 to pay back your student loan, and the employer could match either of those.
That's right. And this is really good news for particularly younger employees who, you know, look, their household budgets are stretched. They're going to have to dip into their household budget now to start paying off these student loans. You know, the notion of saving for retirement, it's really hard to do. What this does is it says, look, you can take advantage of your retirement savings plan and that matching contribution. And by the way, David, most of the gain in a retirement savings plan, it comes from the employer's match. It's just an incredible return. And at the same time, you can be paying off your student loans. So it kind of ends, or at least dampens, that traditional personal finance question. Do I save for retirement or do I pay off my student loans? What this new law allows, starting in 2024, is you can do both at the same time.
It's interesting. And if next year the labor market stays relatively tight and a person is shopping for a job, might be something to consider which companies have that benefit.
Well, I have my fingers crossed that a lot of companies are going to embrace this change. I think in the competition for talent, where employers are looking for workers, for those companies with 401k plans, with 403b plans, this is a no-brainer.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell in St. Paul, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.